Welcome to Geek's Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And we're so excited that you're here tonight on a not so hot night in Southern California. Thank goodness.
My knees are already sweating.
So. Well, it's only 72 this week instead of 82 right now, which I think is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah.
You don't think it's a wonderful thing?
It's a wonderful life. It's been
It's a great movie. You're right.
Never seen it. It's been so...
Work on that.
Hot.
Homework.
I don't do homework. It's been so hot. Mm-hmm. And what's getting worse is it's muggy and it's humid.
Especially like mid-afternoon, it almost feels like Florida.
Like, it genuinely feels like Florida. Yep. It's so, like, it literally, you step outside and the air punches you in the face.
It is very weird.
This is not why we live in Southern California. I'm sorry, rain on the...
That's exciting.
Rain on the forecast? I'm checking.
That's
I'm
very
so
exciting.
Sorry.
All right, while you do that, tell people what they should do. Because
they're
already doing it.
There is no rain on my forecast. But you should go to wherever you're watching this and go into the chat or geekscorner.live if you're weirdly not watching this but hearing my voice somehow. That would be strange. Go into the chat. Tell us what the weather's like where you are because that's the best small talk that any of us could have. Tell us your favorite breed of dog.
That's a fun one. That's a very good one.
I'm obsessed with corgis.
They are good
dogs. I think
dogs.
Corgis are precious.
And I like dachshunds. I also like basset hounds a lot.
If corgis are good enough for the queen, God rest her soul, they're good enough for me.
Very good. All right, sure. Let's move on into the show. We have returned to the segment, What's on Mr. Dapp's Desk? Tonight, we are returning also to a book that I have restarted again. And that is A History of Japan, the revised edition.
Revised.
Yes. And so now I have learned about how Japan has become a nation instead of just a collection of different fiefdoms.
Ooh.
And yeah, it's kind of fun. It's very interesting. And I'm looking forward to getting further on into it. I'm about 60 pages out of 384.
Nice.
But it's a fun book. And I'll let you know what I think of it once I finish it. And then I'll read my other ones, too.
Yorkies is a good option for dogs.
I do like Yorkies. Yeah.
I knew people when I was a kid that had Yorkies, but they weren't trained. Really
I was going to say, it all comes down to the family, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. They had a lot of Yorkies.
It's always interesting how dogs are so much a reflection of their owners mm-hmm. or their life. Because like some of them have already had previous owners or previous lives that
yeah.
are kind of insurmountable. But
like Wendy.
like Wendy and Nana. Both Nana doesn't know how to play. It's very sad. Like she knows how to play with adults, like fetch or something.
Yeah,
but
she knows how to play
she
with
she doesn't know how unstructured play works.
But like and, if another dog walks up to her, she just like stares at it like
well it's even weird playing with Indy. She doesn't know how to join into the game. Like she clearly wants, like I'll be playing with his toys with him and mm-hmm. she wants to join in and play at the game, but then she just kind of stops and stares at it and mm-hmm. she doesn't know how to actually come in, which is very sad. But
it's very tragic.
It kind of is. Cause you're like, what kind of life did you have, dog? I'm sorry. All right. We have a very important update tonight.
Update.
I know you all have been sitting with bated breath, wondering how the Pickle Milkshake Challenge has been progressing. And I will tell you, we've achieved the goal.
We will be drinking.
With Zach Abrams.
Pickle Milkshakes with Zach Abrams.
So everybody tweet at Zach Abrams or Chalkwalk and say, when are you going to drink Pickle Milkshakes? Two of them, mind you. Because one will be spicy and one will be herbaceous. And
herbaceous.
Yes. We should probably figure out what exactly how we're going to make. Are we just mixing like vanilla ice cream with pickle juice?
So
we didn't think this part through.
Oh, I did.
Okay, good.
My job, I make a salary to make
milkshakes.
Are we
going to grind up a pickle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I make a salary to make milkshakes.
Okay,
I would say I'm an expert milkshake maker.
Great.
So I think.
Do you have a good blender?
No.
Okay. We're going to work on that. We'll figure this out. Yeah, we'll figure this out, but we have hit that. We hit the $550 mark earlier this week and we cruised on by that. We're now at 610, which means in $390, I have decided we are going to double down. If we get to $1,000 from the time we started this challenge, I will write and record a song about pickle milkshakes and chalk walk. It will be ridiculous. I guarantee it. And it will be played here on Geek's Corner. And you can be a part of making that happen. We need $390, I think. Is that right? $400. Yeah, $390 to go. And that will happen. And then I don't know what will make the next benchmark. We also have some things that will be auctioning off this coming week or so. So keep your eyes on social media for those as well, to try to bounce things up even further and make the biggest impact we can for Chalk Walk, which is on August 20th. You can still join our team, and that will also count towards that goal of raising $1,000. It's in 12 days, but you can still join up till the 18th. So join today, go on the walk with us bright and early in the morning on the 20th, and make a difference while seeing a lot of Disney characters and other fun stuff. But
as Sam Eagle would say, not Sam Eagle, as Kermit would say, you've got a week and a half.
It's true. It's true. All right. This week, not next week, the Halloween merchandise on Shop Disney was unveiled. There's a lot of it. Did you take a look at it?
I've been looking at it in the stores.
Yeah. So what are you most excited about this year?
I don't have one particular thing.
I like the Haunted Mansion sport coat.
Of course you do.
Especially since it's not plastic.
I just love things that are black and orange. Like, I am a Halloween girl to my core. Is it because my birthday is 11 days before Halloween? Maybe. Who's
possibly
to say?
You never know.
But I love Halloween. So if I, like, you got to see it firsthand the other day. We walked into Elias and I was like, look at all the Halloween things. I really want there to be a Halloween magic band. There currently is not one. I would like,
but there's still time.
I'd like there to be, but there's a lounge fly. There's matching ears, like anything you want to be super cute for Halloween. It's there.
I have seen the sport coat in person. I think it's better than the ones previously. Is it worth $70? That is such a subjective.
That is a subjective question.
One of the media people at the Haunted Mansion World premiere was wearing one. So I did get a chance to look at it. And I was like, oh, that's way better than, like, I actually liked it. And
also, remember, it's never just $70. You do get your magic key discount.
Okay, so there you go. But then the tax bounces back. So it's about $70. But it looked nice. I thought it was good. And because it's not plastic this time, if you wear it to Oogie Boogie Bash, it's not going to be quite as
you did that stifling, one time.
Stifling.
And never again.
Yeah. And the sad part is I got so many compliments
you
on
did.
It.
You really did.
But I was dying. It was miserable.
Yeah. That was the same year. We were miserable together. That was the year I debuted Buzzy.
Yeah.
We were miserable together.
We both wore coats that were bad choices.
Buzzy is the hottest. Like, I don't think that Buzzy got stolen. I think Buzzy went on vacation because that jacket is very hot.
And in less than a month, we will be at Oogie Boogie Bash's opening night. And I have no clue what we're going to be this year. So maybe the Blazers are the way to go. I don't know.
Listen, he might not know what we're going to be, but I do. We'll give you all a hint. Our job is beach. He will absolutely say no to that when he figures out what that means.
I'm assuming
but
it means Barbie, but...
Oh my god! I'm so proud of you! Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
That is... Oh, wow! I'm so surprised you knew that. Anyway, I think that we should do Barbie. I think it'd be so fun.
Hmm.
He's thinking about it.
Not seriously.
I know that.
So the problem is, Ken does not wear a trilby.
He can.
We'll see.
You don't know if he does or not. Have you ever bought him a little accessory of a trilby? No, you have not. Okay, this Ken comes with a trilby.
I can't even find a Lego trilby. That's the problem.
Okay. How like, does, what know. Does that have to do with Barbie?
Toys?
No.
Yeah.
Wrong.
It actually is.
Anyway. Oh my god, Epcot
Caitlin,
Barbie!
Caitlin got me this wonderful, like, Lego minifig of me. Uh-huh. And everything's perfect, but they didn't sell a trilby. They didn't even sell a fedora, which is not a trilby. It's similar, but it's not the same thing.
Ken could wear a trilby. Alan could wear a trilby.
There you go.
It's also, this is off topic, but if anybody can find a puppy fedora,
that has been a challenge.
Let us know.
That we do need an Indiana Jones
style fedora for a puppy or a dog. Mm-hmm. Because
both, actually.
Yes.
Just at different points in his life. All right.
Current indie and future indie.
Anyway, keep throwing ideas. You can throw lots of ideas for what you think we should be for Halloween in the comments. And
I typically have a running note on my phone, so I'll
will
that in.
Continue to follow that and add to the note, and we'll see what ends up happening. But anytime Shop Disney releases something new, mm-hmm. we get this wonderful phenomenon that happens.
Phenomenon.
And it's such a fun phenomenon. And it leads to the segment that we are bringing back called Not So Magical Markups. That's right. We're back with Not So Magical Markups, which means that we are pitting Shop Disney prices against eBay prices. And you in the chat, along with Katie, get to play along with this wonderful game called Not So Magical Markups. So we're going to start with Halloween. All of it's going to be Halloween, actually. We're going to start on Shop Disney, however, with this wonderful Mickey Mouse Halloween Jack-O-Lantern mug. It's a beautiful mug, right? You need it bigger? Okay.
How much is that going for?
That mug is going for $24.99.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
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 What do you think in the chat and also Katie, this is going for on eBay? $24.99 there.
$32.57.
We got $32.57. We got $35 in the chat. Okay.
I locked it in.
Okay. Stressful, I know.
This game stresses me out, dude.
I know.
Like, you have no.
$40.
Okay. $65.
Okay. These are good guesses.
I don't think anyone understands to the point.
$40.01. Clocky playing vicious and Cassie says 30.
Okay.
And the actual eBay price
okay.
is $27.
Who said 30?
Shocking, right?
Somebody said 30.
Well, everybody's over.
Oh, because it's
no winners.
Oh, that's right.
Does that mean the house wins? Is that how that works? We've never had this happen before.
The house always wins. Bailey says that's not the same mug.
I think it is from the description, and I think they didn't have the real picture yet because it just came out yesterday. Because they had the same description. That's what we're going with.
Okay.
All right, next one. It's the Mickey Mouse.
Oh, it glows Halloween in the dark. That's why it's that color.
Loungefly.
I made a comment about the color in the parks yesterday.
Mini backpack. And it's going for $88.
No, that's Mickey.
Or
that's
Mickey Mouse, sorry.
It's a mini backpack, but I was like, no, it's
oh,
Mickey.
Okay.
I thought I goofed up. Silly little
so,
guy.
$88
okay.
on Shop Disney, and I assume in the park. 145, 120.
89.96.
125.01. Okay, you're undershooting everybody, huh? 90.
Oh, I'm so sorry that I just did that to you. I said you were probably typing 90 and I said 89.96. I'm so sorry.
So you're pretty much, there's no way you're gonna win. 120, 121. All right, the actual eBay price is, ready?
No.
I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
$88.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
I don't get it, but maybe they got a discount on it. Whatever. Very weird.
Okay.
So that's two now.
Okay. I'm so stressed.
I'm wondering if the eBay thing's not working for people as well anymore, so... Because it was harder to find these things, too. Okay. All right. The next one is sweatshirt.
I liked this one.
We saw this sweatshirt in the parks on Sunday. It is $54.99, if I recall. Yep.
Okay.
It is $54.99. What do you think it is on eBay?
$58.
$58.
Yeah.
60.
Okay.
75. What do you think, Katie?
I said 58.
Oh, 58. I'm sorry.
Wow.
58, 55, 88, 75, 60.
Wow.
And the actual, wait, is there one more? $100.
Wow.
And the actual eBay price is 64.99. So what was that? $5 more?
Yeah, but what, I feel like somebody was closer.
Oh, yeah. The 64, Jeff.
Good.
Well done, Jeff.
The house
we have a winner
win.
Finally.
I'm so happy.
That is true. I was just, it was weird this year. All right. Next one. Minnie Mouse Halloween glow-in-the-dark ears for adults. Okay. Headband thing. $34.99 is the actual Shop Disney price. What do you think, Katie?
$39.99. No, I said $39.39.
Isn't that what I just said?
$39.99.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
$39.39.
And then we got $37.40 and $44. I did pull all of these prices this afternoon at about 4:30. And the way I do this is I always pull the first one that I find that lines up in the description with whatever's in Shop Disney. $44, $40, $37.
Seriously,
it is cute though. It's hard.
I'm so stressed very, out, guys. I don't think that anyone understands.
They mess with us. They really do. 44.01. Good.
This makes so much more sense that they were glow in the dark. I made a comment about not enjoying the color scheme of these.
That must be the thing this year is glow in the dark, because there's a lot of glow in the dark.
What is this, the 90s?
You know, cyclical things come back, you know.
As Taylor Swift once said, Taylor Allison Swift. I come back stronger than a 90s trend, okay?
There you go. All right. We are going to move to the eBay price, unless I see a chat pop up. The actual eBay price is... And it is the wrong thing. $69. But that was the closest I could find. So we're going to go with it.
Okay.
Was anybody close?
No.
Yeah. Bailey won. We're going to count that. All right. Final one. Santa Claus, Jack Skellington, Disney, New Emo. And I did find the exact copy of this one. $21.99 on Shop Disney. What do we think?
$26.13.
Okay. $25. 30.
I'm really sorry if I keep screaming. That is just my mental state right now.
I feel like I should have one of those tall microphones like Bob Barker used to have.
Spay and neuter your pets.
$25, $25. So it'll be a tie.
What
I guess.
Did I say?
$40 there. $40.01, I'm sorry. $23. What did you say?
Someone play the tapes. I said $28.13, maybe?
Sure.
Oh.
All right. And the actual eBay price of the Jack Skellington Santa Jack is $30.79. Who was closest? So right over 30. Oh, Jeff. Jeff is good at this game. You should have bid a dollar. That's true. But you won it. So well done. And that was the not so magical markup, which really wasn't as bad as sometimes.
Ah!
I expected things to go a lot higher than they did. All right, we have one more segment for you tonight. And as we promised, you do get IndieCam tonight.
IndieCam.
So here is this week's IndieCam.
Baby.
Thank you. And that is this week's Indie Cam. We hope that you've enjoyed a minute of puppy cuteness.
He's just a sweet kid.
He is. He's a very good kid. All right, moving along with cute puppies, let's move on to Snoopy Presents One of a Kind Marcy, which they just released the first trailer for. It will be on Apple TV Plus very soon, I think. I don't remember the date, but it's very soon. And I was so very pleasantly surprised by this trailer. And it looks happy, it's cute, and it feels and sounds and looks very Peanuts to me, like classic Peanuts. Mm-hmm. Like the voices were right, the animation makes sense from a progression standpoint. Like overall, I was very pleased with everything I was seeing, and it seems like it's going to be a very good message. What'd you think of it?
I love anything that the Peanuts do. Like I think about they did it in a recent film. It was like they told the story about how Puppy Snoopy met Charlie Brown and all of us cried. Because it's amazing. They've done like the Snoopy to the Moon show on Apple TV Plus.
And at Knott's Berry Farm.
The Moon Men drew a picture of Snoopy on the moon. So there's that. But no, I think that you summed it up. I think you nailed it. It's just heartwarming. Like mm-hmm. you watch it and it just makes you happy.
Well, and to be honest, I saw the post that they had a new trailer and whatever. And I was like, oh, watch it, whatever. And then I wasn't expecting to watch the entire trailer. I wasn't mm-hmm. expecting to be completely all in on it. And by the time it was done, I was like, I can't wait to watch this. Mm-hmm. Like, it really feels like classic Peanuts.
I watched it happen in real time, folks.
It was very charming. And I think it will be great. And I hope they keep doing things that are this quality and feel this authentic to Peanuts.
I agree. I love it.
All right. Finally, what you've all been waiting for. Captain EO is not being made into a movie. However, Justin Simien, is that how you say his name? Mm-hmm. Who just directed Haunted Mansion, in an interview recently said that if he could make another Disney attraction into a movie, Captain EO would be that attraction he would make into a movie, which got me thinking. Because initially I'm kind of like, how could that, no, you know, like that was my first thought, is you don't touch this. But then I started thinking, what if? Mm-hmm. What if they made Captain EO into a movie, which would obviously be a musical?
Obviously.
Like it has to be. Which means you would not only have the music that's in the attraction, but I feel like you'd need more. Mm-hmm. You'd have to find a new Captain EO.
Yeah.
Which could be a challenge.
Yeah. Bruno Mars, but continue.
Oh, there you go. That was actually my question, is who do you cast? Bruno Mars. That would be Bruno Mars. Okay, we'll go with that. And then...
he has like the essence of Michael Jackson.
And then the next question is what is this story about? Because like Captain EO kind of already is perfect.
It's a story.
Like it's a very good short story. Mm-hmm. But I almost feel like the attraction is the end of the movie, not the beginning. Like,
mm-hmm.
But you can go either way.
I want Star Trek-esque adventures of them going through space and they get a distress signal and someone needs their help. Like, I want, like, a Star Trek.
Do you want that? Or do you want more, like, Orville, where it's a bunch of kind of bumbling idiots?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of want
That's
more
what Captain
of the...
EO is.
Yes. So I would actually go more Orville direction. Okay. And not take it too seriously, but also take it seriously.
Well, yes.
And,
that's what I meant.
Okay. And
I've never seen Orville though, so
you might like it. But I think it would be very interesting. Now it wouldn't here's my next question. Yes on all of that. But would it be an origin story or would it be they already exist? Because I think it's almost like this is his first tour of duty or something. Like I don't think it's his first mission. Because they already seem to have enough history when you think of the attraction.
So I think I think it was Michael Schur that said it. To execute good storytelling, you drop your audience in the middle of something and you don't explain how you got there. And I think that that is stronger than origin stories.
Which is what they've already done with the attraction.
Do it more. Do it again. I don't think that.
So do you take the exact attraction and just go?
I don't
make it a 2-hour movie.
Story.
I don't think we do either, but that's my question.
Unless they go to Starfleet Academy.
Please no. I mean, and then my thought goes to Solo, where they're like, I'm putting together a team.
What's your name, kid? Han. You got a last name? No. Well, you're alone. Solo. I'm sorry. That
is such a George Lucas thing to do, though.
I loved Solo. I loved Solo. Solo made me happy.
I think that's such a George Lucas thing to do. I'm okay
100%.
With that.
I'm sorry. This is the same. I literally have a Mustafar mug right now. I hate you. Like, come on. I think this is great. I think this is cinema. Okay? So
it would be kind of like, then, to use an analogy of Star Wars, A New Hope, where it picks up in the middle of the fight. Mm-hmm. And leads to them doing all the stuff in the attraction.
Honestly,
you could make the attraction
the only
itself.
The only thing.
Yes.
Is that if there is a Captain EO movie,
yes.
I do need the line, you think me beautiful in the film.
So who would play her?
I don't know. That's hard. Because that was like, who was
Iconic.
It in Captain EO? It was some, like, model, whatever. Anyway, it needs to be someone of that caliber. I don't know.
That's not Meryl Streep. Isn't she in Only Murders in the Building?
She is.
That's where my brain... I was like, I feel like that's how they chose her for Only Murders in the Building.
Which I forgot is...
Out today. But, so you're saying basically just expand on the attraction and build that story up, but stick with the storyline it already has. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good choice.
I'm personally disappointed that Simeon does not want to do a film of...
The Mark Twain?
No, the attraction he worked on.
Angelica Houston, and I wasn't sure. That one needs...
Grizzly River Run.
It needs a movie, or it just needs to be connected to the short with Ranger Smith and...
I would love to see an expansion.
Okay.
Of that. I'm still disappointed that the Country Bears are not involved with Grizzly
River
Run.
So do you think, at the end of the day, there should be ever a Captain EO movie?
I don't think so.
I actually think it'd be hilarious. As long as they didn't take it too seriously.
Sure.
I would be all for it. I think it'd be hilarious.
Grizzly River Run would be a good movie. Thank you.
Mix it with the Country Bears. That's the way
but
to do
the
it.
Creepy puppets from the 2001 version.
Except 20 years later.
Yeah.
So they'd be better creepy puppets.
Yeah.
Like they'd be more advanced creepy puppets.
Yeah.
And Doug could be in that one too.
Yeah.
I like all of this. This would be great. Write to Disney. Tell them what you want. It can be a Disney Plus original, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be on the big screen.
No.
I don't know.
Simple story. Has to bring music to different parts of the galaxy.
That makes sense. And he could use...
I like to imagine that different parts of the galaxy need different types of music.
He could have a new theme song, and it could be the Boatniks. You're welcome. All right, welcome to Geeks Corner Plus. If you have anything you'd like to hear us respond to, questions, comments, whatever, let us know in the comments, and we will do so.
There's a question for me.
What is your question?
Oh.
I didn't see it.
You did not.
Oh, there you go. Speaking of Moon Men and Captain EO, will Katie speak more of possibly expanding her most recent tattoo?
Two things. Not to be well, actually. That tattoo is very old. It is 4 years old. And the answer is maybe.
Okay.
I have Space Mickey tattooed in the back of my neck. I got that in March of 2019. Easily the most painful tattoo I've ever gotten. Like, no question, no competition. Originally, my tattoo artist did think that I wanted all 9 Mickeys. Like,
that would have been amazing.
He had sketched. And he
that
was
would
like,
have been
okay,
really funny.
So how are we going to put this in with the existing shoulder tattoos that I already have? And I was like, whoa, I wanted I was thinking it was going to be much smaller than it was, but
surprise.
I love it. It's honestly my favorite tattoo.
So there you go.
I have one. I don't know that I need 8 to go. But you know what? There would not be 8 more on the back of my neck. So up on my skull. So I think that
even more painful.
It was awful. Honestly, if people tell you that tattoos don't hurt, they're lying to you.
There you go.
Unless it's meat, but I'm not lying to you. No, not do the 7 dwarfs. No. I don't know though. I'm very weird about like sets and themes and things like that. I was going to say though, when you're talking about the moon men down your spine. Ha.
The moon men.
I do think I want like a space Snoopy of some kind.
Oh, there you go.
Because the moon men drew a picture of Snoopy on the moon. Everyone else who has now since gotten a space Mickey tattoo or posters. I think that people are more than welcome to get tattoos of whatever they like. I am not the first person to get a Disneyland castle tattoo. I'm not the first person to get a lightsaber tattoo. Millennium Falcon, Princess Leia, whatever. I think that if you like it, get it tattooed.
And maybe it'll keep it there longer. Right?
I'm so scared they'll take Space Mickey away.
I feel like everything in Tomorrowland is potentially, you know, something. There's a risk of anything in Tomorrowland right now.
To go Indiana Jones, but it does belong in a museum.
Oh, like, yeah, I think, or at least part of it.
No, the entire thing.
Well, no, because if part of it's not in a museum, it could be in your garage. See, like, yeah. There's possibilities there.
Okay. I stress out thinking about the fact that someday
things could change. Oh, no.
Space Mickey needs to stay forever.
And I would just say, look at what's happening in Tokyo. And that's where I'm like, anything could happen. And I tend to think, because it's happening in Tokyo, there's probably some like, oh, you can't do this for another 10, 15 years. But
I mean, they did demolish an entire castle to build they built a castle on top of a castle.
That would be Hong Kong. But
I know, I'm saying that.
Yeah, change could happen.
They've done crazier things.
Tomorrowland is getting completely ground up new in Tokyo.
In my humble opinion, Disneyland needs.
It might. Yeah, I don't know. I've always thought a water theme would be very good for it. Like water and nature. Because can you imagine, even if you kept some of the similar buildings that you have today, imagine if around the Interventions building or whatever you want to call it now, there was a water curtain basically that went around the outside. Like it would create wonderful sound. It would create kinetic energy. Like things would be moving. It'd be very cool.
And I think they should lean into 1950s Jetson campy futuristic.
See, I would mix the two. That's where I would go. Is you go that with lots of water and lots of plants, because then it also pulls together the submarine lagoon.
Because I love the direction of Magic Kingdom's People Mover. I love parts of the little tappy tappy on Spaceship Earth. But I think retrofuturistic is so fun.
Yeah.
And it's one of like my favorite things. So I think that
it's a good choice.
I also think that if you do something like that, or you do nature and kinetic energy or retrofuturism or whatever it is so much easier to keep up because you're not
timeless. Yeah.
You're not having this is what the future is. Oh, it's not the future anymore. That's awkward. Because in the past, what Disneyland Tomorrowland has done and what other Tomorrowlands have done is this is our prediction of 2025. And then 2012 hits and they're like, oh, we're not even close to that reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just ages poorly because it took itself seriously. But if you go camp, you're fine.
Somewhere in the middle. But we're running out of time, Katie. What should people do?
Just go to daftmagic.com. Check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens, subscribe to our mailing list, and find our Patreon, where you can find lots of videos of Indiana. That's why I'm on it.
And other random stuff. Also, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We got a ton of stuff going up that you won't want to miss. Find us on Threads as well. And I think that's it. But that is all the time we have for you this week. So we will see you round the corner.
Bye.